Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. You're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website, and the number to call in is 888-815-9756. If you want to get a reading tonight, is the night you can call in, and I'm going to be offering guidance and talking a lot of things going on in many of our lives. It's really a time right now to release distortions. Like we bring things into our life, into our awareness, and we have a tendency to judge them and how we look at them, how we experience them, and how we can shift them can really, really make a difference. And I'm hoping to share with you tonight some tools to actually release, shift, and lift up and out those distortions. And the first thing that we'll talk about is intention. How to set intentions, how to figure out what they are, how they work, and where you can go with them. I had an opportunity over the weekend to spend the time with some wonderful people. I did a conference that is connected to the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists, and as well as teaching a class, there were some really great people that I got to meet, and these people, it was really interesting because every one of the classes that were offered, the ones that I attended, all had one common denominator that I thought was absolutely amazing, and that was intention. It all boiled down to what is it that you were in your belief system, what is it that you feel, what you want, and if you really set your intention to a certain thing, things can magically just happen when you trust. And one of the things that really was so cool was I had I flew in from Detroit and I had a connecting flight. And during my connecting flight, I got a text message from the person that was a good friend that was taking me from the airport in Norfolk to where I was going in the Outer Banks, and said they were in Georgia and most of the flights were canceled and their plane was delayed, so it would be 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours before they would get to the airport, so I would have to sit at the airport. And the first reaction was, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I've got to figure this out. And then the second thing I thought was, you know, I'm just going to allow this to be, and I'm going to be in forward movement with ease and grace. I will get to where I'm going to need to go, and whatever happens, happens. So I got on my flight that was going, you know, from my connecting flight to where I needed to go, and an amazing thing happened. I got on the plane. As I walked down the aisle and I was looking for a place to put my bag in the storage bin, I went all the way to the back. I went to the right and I said, you know, I'm going to sit here. And there was a lovely woman, her name was Karen, who was sitting there, and I said, can I sit next to you? And she said, sure. And so I sat next to her, and she looked at me, and she said, are you Kimmy Rose? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I'm going to the seminar, I'm going to the conference. And I said, wow, you are. So did you rent a car? How are you getting there? And she said, yeah, I rented a car. And I'm driving by myself, and I'm really not excited about having to drive myself. So, you know, but why? And I said, well, would you like company? Because I told her the situation, and it just worked out perfectly. Here I was in a space of allowing myself to be clear as I walked on that plane. I was directed to sit in exactly the right seat, and what I needed and asked for happened, and so did it with her. And it was just really neat. It was this feeling of, wow, I know that this is possible when we can set an intention. And for me, some of the intentions I have set in the past have been pretty heavy. Like, I want this forward movement. And that's it. Just there. And what would happen would be I would find myself going backwards, and then going forwards. It would happen, but it would happen in just such a crisp way that there was no time to think about it. Just boom, it happened. It was over, and I'm like, wow, what just hit me? What I realized that had hit me is I hadn't allowed for myself to just let things happen with ease and grace. I was wanting things to happen, and I wanted them, boom, to happen without just easing into them. And I realized it is really important to, when you look at something and you set an intention, to know that whatever you put out there, it's going to happen. It will happen, and it'll happen in a way that it may be a huge jolt, because when you set intention, that manifestation period just goes. It just goes, and it happens, and boom, it's right there. And you may go, okay, but for me, I've always been a manifester of and just bring things in, and I'm really learning in my life to allow things to flow. And that flow of energy is really important. Each and every one of us has a different way of letting things happen into our lives, allowing things. So one of the things that I was sharing at the class and in the course that I was teaching is understanding your awareness. And if you're sitting and you have a piece of paper right now, I want to just share with you a really simple exercise that works. Draw a circle and then draw another circle inside of that circle. It doesn't matter how big the circle is inside of the circle, whatever you want it to be. And look at your circle, and you can draw on the outside of the circle a little arrow and write on the outside of the circle to the outer part of the circle. That's the circle, the first ring. You just see a ring, and then you have your center. So don't draw the arrow to the center. Draw it to the outer and write ring of awareness. This space is the space that exists around you that is your awareness. It is the space that you can operate from when you allow. It's like a space that is a space that others touch, that you sense, you use your five senses, the subconscious, unconscious part of your senses. In the inner circle is the space that is your sacred space. That inner circle should be really, really look at it closely and ask yourself the question, what is it in my life that I've been through when I've looked at things and I've felt things that I need in my life and that I need to intend in my life, I deserve in my life? What is the one intention that will allow me to be connected to myself? Now remember, you are connected to yourself. That's really important for you to know. But to connect it to that space that is yours. And then outside of that space is that beautiful ring of awareness. And that's the space that we allow others to connect with us and the space you hold with others. And that's your feeling space. Your inner circle is your core. It's your core self. For me, it was, I am safe. That's what I wrote. I intend safety, and I write, I am in the center. And that means that I am safe in what I feel and that it's okay. I also said I allow, meaning I allow myself to be safe. And I have always, one of the lessons that, and we all have many lessons, and when we really get in touch with the patterns in our lives, you can see them. Maybe you've been through a situation in your life where you've had these abandonment issues and people have just ruled in and out of your life and you just feel like you can't trust and it's just been, and you have to remember these experiences that we have are also things that we feel inside, and they're that one, there's a really core thing that when you intend it and you know you are it, you manifest it. So I am safe, meaning here's my home base. This is my space. I am okay in this space, and I can feel that groundedness. I imagine it like going around the bases, and when I get to the home base, that's my home. That's my place of safety. That's a place that I know when I go within, I can keep that space. So if you want to draw an arrow, or you even want to write that the middle circle is your inner core, or it's your inner awareness. Your ring of awareness is that which touches and connects with every living being in your life. It's a beautiful thing, because what you can do is you can start then to draw a lot of little circles, and you can fill in, for instance, if there's a job that you want, and you can write at the top of the paper, you can write job. You know, if it's a certain job that you're going for, write the job down and just say, you know, I asked to receive the information through my field of awareness, because this is a complete awareness, your core and your awareness ring. And what you do is write in the little circles, what are the things, the attributes that you would really, really like to experience in the job. And maybe you say, I want a job that has, that I can have more rest. And so you can say, I intend in a job rest. I intend in a job stability. I intend in a job abundance. And you write those things in your little circles. And what's really, really neat is that you take those circles, and if you need to cut them out, you can cut them out, or you can just simply bring those intentions into your ring of awareness. And when you really, really state the words, I intend abundance, your awareness, when they touch your awareness, it creates this beautiful energy that allows you to feel the other people that might be there, and it'll allow you to feel how that job might affect you, and you'll know the yes or no. There's one more step to this. If you have a hard time, and this may be not, this might not be something that you need to do, you can muscle test. And there's a very, very simple exercise that allows you to muscle test, and that is by simply asking yes or no questions. One of the things that Edgar Cayce taught us was to get in touch with our yeses and nos. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to share how to get in touch with the yeses or nos. And again, if you want to call in, 888-815-9756, let's work through this. If you would like to have some guidance and really to be shown a way to make that work, call in and visit KimmyRose.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony. A testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey.
Dear Kimmy, for 8 years I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. You are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com, 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. And if you are interested in receiving a reading, I do have a few emails here, too, that I'm going to read with questions, so I'll get to those in just a few minutes. I was given an exercise to everyone. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of people asking me, how do I know, like, if something's right for me, and really to follow that inner guidance. And one of the things I think is really important is, you know, if you call somebody for a reading, that is a wonderful thing. I think that it's a great thing, but it's always important to check with that inner guidance. Check with what feels right and what doesn't feel right. And even to say the wrong, it's not necessarily the wrong thing. It's just not necessarily fitting into that space for you that is of comfort or that works. And we were going over, just to kind of go over what we talked about earlier, is to draw this circle and to draw a circle inside of the circle. And on the outer circle, you have this awareness ring, and that's where you can bring in things that can touch your, it's a ring that allows you to intuitively connect with things. And in the center is your core. That's your core awareness, and that's things for you. That's the space that is your sacred space.
So on the outside ring, that's the ring that allows you to connect with other people or other situations, other things. If you allow in the center, your core is that which allows you to stay grounded, to strong, whatever it is that you need to be your anchor. And so whether it is I allow, I am safe, I am love, I am whatever it is that you feel that, and you have to remember your core of who you are, it can be represented by different things, but whatever comes to you, just write that I am in the center. And that is the part of you that you hold sacred. It vibrates out that truth that's in your core, and it vibrates it out into that ring of awareness that allows you to really, really connect and resonate with other people, but you still have your space. Having your sacred space is very important. It's when we allow that to bleed out and not that we get drained or we get holes or when I say holes, it's like our energy isn't balanced. So it's very important to keep that ring of awareness strong. Getting in touch with your yeses and nos, that's one of the things that Edgar Cayce shared so deeply, was the importance of really, really understanding your yes and nos and how to do that. And this is huge, and I really would really ask you, wherever you are, to close your eyes. And if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Just just go into a space where you can feel, and ask yourself a simple question. And that simple question is. Say your name, and I could say, is my name Kim in this lifetime? And ask yourself to receive a yes through your five senses. When you feel the yes, because for me, I can say my name, you say your name in this lifetime. I really believe in saying that because my mind will travel out to other lifetimes. And my yes feels to me, I feel that in my heart, and it's just like a vibration of clarity in my heart. It's what I feel. And then you say, okay, I'm going to, and that's your clairsentience, that's your empathy. And then go to another sense, which is your hearing. What does yes sound like? To me, when I hear yes, I can hear a whistle, and that whistle is like, go, it's okay. Then go into the next sense, which is smell. And remember, if you're not getting a smell or you're not getting anything that relates to that sense, it's okay. The whole key to connecting with your yeses and nos is to understand, find understanding, and relate to that which you're connecting with. So go into that and ask yourself, what does a yes smell like? I smell lemons. I mean, to me, that's very clear and clean. And for another person, it might not be. What does it taste like? I can taste a lemon. That's what comes to me. And it's, again, I like lemons. I know that when, and maybe to someone it might be a no because it would be sour, but to me it's a yes. That's what I resonate with. So we just went over the feeling sense, the hearing sense, the tasting sense, the smelling sense. What's next? I'm pausing because I'm just asking you, sight is next. We had the smell. We had the hearing, we had the taste, and we had the feeling. The next sense is the sight. So ask yourself, what is yes? What do I see when I see yes? For me, when I see yes, I just see this beautiful, it's like a burst. of energy. And that's what's coming to me. You got to remember, your yeses and nos can change too. So if every time you get in touch with those and you ask yourself the question, you have your gauge. And then you go through all the different steps and the different steps of your nos. And then what happens is you move through this wonderful process that allows you to really, really get in touch with the vibration. And that is the vibration of your awareness. So when you bring that in, you ask yourself, is this a yes? Or what does this feel like? And is it a yes or no? And you can just sense it. Or you can just bring it into your ring of awareness and write five senses and say, what does this smell like? What does this taste like? The more you practiced these simple senses, the more you develop your ring of awareness. And I hope that has helped, because it's a wonderful way to really, really come to a space of understanding. And I want to invite you to go over to my website, KimmyRose.com. And if you have anything at all, that maybe it's something you want to share, you can send me an email. If you have a tip, you have something, please, that's what it's for. And there's a meditation on there. There's a weekly horoscope. And if you want to get a hold of me for a reading, KimmyRose.com, you can go there and you can call me, or you can call any of our wonderful readers for a reading. I want to welcome to the show on line 2, Dawn from Cleveland. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good. I've just been enjoying and listening and kind of excited to talk to you a little bit.
I'm excited that you called in, because, you know, I've been talking about intuition and how to really sense your intuition, how to really feel things. And the question I had asked, and I'm sure you heard me ask that question of what is it that, if does anybody want to ask a question and I can kind of walk you through that process, or do you want to share something about intuition?
Well, I've been really trying to grow and learn to trust my intuition. I mean, I love the advice you just gave, and that really resonated with me about feeling and sensing and smelling, because I am trying to grow that and get stronger. I didn't know if maybe you had an affirmation or a mantra or something for me that could really help me to bring that out, or any other little tips, because, you know, I'm trying to discern that gift, and I just always, you know, enjoy listening to you, and I just feel you're so guiding and so helpful. So can you help me?
Thank you. Absolutely. So what I would have you do is think of a question. Like, let's say there's something, and you're wanting guidance. You're wanting discernment. There you go. That's what it is. So go into your heart, and if you put your hand over your heart, and you ask yourself that question of what in discernment, well, I should ask you first, to you, what is discernment? Is it, what word would you give it? Would it be understanding? Would it be distinguishing? What action would you give it?
I mean, distinguishing really kind of rings true with me. I mean, I think my discernment has not been so great in the past, and I feel like I'm getting a lot better with it, and just really trying to feel and know when I'm making a right decision or a right action.
So let's do that. Let's go into that. Let's go into that and simply go into your heart and distinguishing. Does it have two parts, or does it have one part? Does it feel like different things, that you've got all these things in front of you, or does it just feel like one thing? And you'll know if it splatters all over, or if it's just one.
how many times I feel like I'm walking down a path and there are two choices and trying to distinguish between what is the best choice or the best road to take.
Okay, so let's look at, and you don't even have to say what it is, okay? But let's put distinguishing in your center. And you can just, what's a really neat thing to do is when you put your hands over your heart and you really feel in your heart, you have your number one, that distinguishing is something that it's like you, or discernment, you want to really intend discernment. You want to intend distinguishing. So distinguishing is going to go on your outer ring. And that is the ability to understand things that are happening, correct, around you, or the experiences, and knowing when these experiences occur, knowing how to know if they feel good or even understand them at a deeper level. So if you go into the center circle, that represents your home base. That's your home base. That's your strength. That's there. So go into the middle, and so we have this distinguishing, because distinguishing is going to allow you to feel those things. Those are the things that you bring into the outer ring, which is the ring of your experiences. Your inner ring is yours. It belongs to you. It's the sacred space that is your core. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's important, I mean, this is the most important thing, is to develop a mantra of that allows you to feel like you can distinguish, that helps you to feel like you can understand. So I'm going to just give you a couple suggestions, and you can tell me what feels right. Here's one. I trust. I allow. If you put in the center core, what is it that you really feel that you really need to embody in your core in order for your core to connect with the ability to distinguish?
So you're saying what I mean?
Yeah. Can you?
Sorry,
okay,
I was just enjoying what you were saying.
That's okay. Say, I trust, and how does that feel? I trust that I can distinguish these things.
I trust that I can distinguish these things, my life. No, that feels really, really good.
Does it? Okay. So let's just try another one just to see how the other one fits. I allow that I allow myself to distinguish. Which feels stronger?
I allow myself to distinguish. I like I trust. I allow is very strong, but when I first said I trust, I just felt that in my core. That I think that is my problem, that I think that I know that still small voice in me is telling me what to do, and I'm just, you know, I need to discern and separate and trust that the messages that are coming to me are correct. Just, you know, that trust is a little difficult. And so I know, like you said, if I bring it into that space of my core, that feels really, really good. Thank you so much for guiding me. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's it. And I appreciate you calling in. So let's look at the I trust real quick, because here you are. You're okay. Like, I intend that I trust. So that, do you feel the boom? It's there. So now let's go to the outer ring that says, I trust I can distinguish. And you can put some other things down. Distinguish, that you can find understanding, that you can, what other intentions you wanna, that connect with distinguishing in a positive way. That, and you write circles on the side and just write those things in those circles. And then whatever situations in your life, you say, I trust that I can distinguish and discern and know that
that this job, and then you take those words that would, this job allows me rest, and then you just bring it into your outer, a ring, you bring those little words and you put the job on the outer ring, because that's your question, and you bring these intentions in and you allow them to touch, and you're saying, I trust. You're anchoring in the I trust, bring it into your outer ring, and you'll get a vibration that allows you to know what works. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, I really feel that. Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome. I appreciate you calling in. Do you have any questions in particular that about anything you want to know? Or?
Well, again, I guess I've been trusting in the last couple of months that my business is going to perform. Things are, I guess it's good for all of us and the economy everywhere that things seem to be better. But do you have any feelings about my business, how that might go for
yeah.
this season?
First of all, I just had the sense of asking you about your business and maybe letting our listeners know what you do, because for some reason I had that sense that I'd love to hear, like for you to share what it is you do. What is your business?
I think it's, I co-own a company where we create personalized art. So whatever your passion is, whether you're a big fan of your favorite sports team or whether you want to express maybe your favorite quote by Mother Teresa or something that's inspirational to you, we instantly across about 100 locations or more across the U.S. that people can come to and create these pieces of art with their name, their favorite phrases, again, their favorite hobbies and things to do, and they're instantly framed and produced and sent out. And thank you for letting me talk about that.
that's wonderful. What is the name of your business and the website? Do you have a website or?
I do. This is unexpected. Thank you. It's nameintheframe.com, but you can find us on Amazon. You can find us through JCPenney, lots of large catalogs you can buy through. But mostly you'll find us in malls across the country. And, again, it's just I have a lot of passion behind it because I think it's a lot of fun for people where, again, it allows them to express themselves. We have a new line, which I think you'd be interested in, Kim. I'd love to send you one that you can put faith, love, spirit, hope, and, again, any quote of your choice. You know, we've been working really hard on making this very faith-driven, spiritual line of products with our fun stuff like being a sports fan and being a superstar. So,
well, you know, and here it is when you're talking about there is your affirmation of I trust, or I mean, how powerful is that, like, for me, it would be to have that and put that up there, and even to have, like, when you said Mother Teresa, to, like, that, like, I have faith or faith, and just to have that affirmation, it's like that powerful reminder of what you embody within yourself. Like, I would rather have something that like that, like a picture like that on my wall that I can connect with, and it will continue to, it inspires me. And that makes sense with the actual, like even players, or you're talking about different teams, because think about a guy that, you know, they love that team. They're in the spirit. They're getting excited. There's a passion there. And that's a powerful thing.
Yeah, and then my product does make people feel good. So anyway, thank you for allowing me to talk about my business. You can tell I'm passionate about it. But I guess my question, you know, so we're already seeing great sales. So tell me, do you see things, do big things for me, please?
I do feel good about it. And I feel like if you can, like, embody that, you're talking about, you know, trusting. It's like, you do. You trust this. I mean, that fits in, right? You trust it. Therefore, because you trust and you anchored in what it is that you love about this, you're living your passion, right? With your job. There's a passion to it. And because you're in the passion, you're also in what we call compassion. So does that, like, as you're in that, and you're bringing in all the other things, do you get a lot of confusion where you have a lot of maybe like things that you're in it and it feels really good, but then all the business things kind of start coming in and it can be a little crazy sometimes? We are going to take a break, actually. Our caller must have got disconnected, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more with interviews, and we have Carolyn up next for after. We'll see if we can get Dawn back on the line from Jackson, Michigan. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. You're listening to BBS Radio. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. And I want to just invite you over to KimmyRose.com if you're interested in, I know you're interested. Check out your horoscope, your weekly horoscope. I do that. I'm very blessed to be able to do that, and also very, very blessed to be able to offer you a meditation and actually to offer you different guidance, different things that can help you on your journey. Again, the number to call in, 888-815-9756, and we are talking to Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Dawn, you were asking about your business and what I saw, and I really feel abundance, but what I sensed was so much going on, like a lot of things going on. So it's like, wow, and I was asking, is there a burst of energy or anything that you just kind of feel like, okay, it's great, but then all of this stuff is coming in. And what is it that I need? How do you know the difference? What is it that you need to make it work? Do you, when you get in touch with the passion of this, do all kinds of responsibilities and things come in that make your head spin sometimes?
Oh yeah. But, again, it's hard to balance it because I do love helping people find their passion and really working with both retailers and customers. And, I'm proud that we've hundreds and hundreds of people that our company has employed, and we're getting people back to work I know you're based out of Michigan, correct?
Yes.
We're proud that we've got a couple new retailers in Michigan. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting excited.
No, but
yeah, things get a little too crazy.
and give, what's the website again?
It's name.com.
Okay.
It's just thinking. I'm sorry. Name, like your name, intheframe.com. And again, we just got this new line of inspirational prints that you can put any phrase or whatever. I don't know how many people are listening tonight, but they can email me through the website. And if anyone's interested in the products, maybe you can even give a inspirational little quote direct, and we could have an exclusive Kimmy Rose print from this evening that I can give a discount on to your listeners.
That's perfect. No, and I have a lot of them. So why don't we do that? And why don't we also get the link on my website? That would be perfect. So we can offer something that's. And here's the passion that's connecting with the passion in my heart, because I know that this can help people. So you just said it gets really busy, but you really enjoy. It sounds like maybe what you do is people get interested and you bring them into the business, and then they can have their own business. So you're actually helping people to grow.
Yes, actually, we're the main wholesaler, so we help people actually start businesses and get back on their feet. I'm really proud that there are lots of people who've lost a job that have come to us, and we've gotten them started. And again, it kind of flows through that the end customer, you know, loves to have a little bit of, again, what's close to them. Maybe it's listing their grandchildren's names or, again, their favorite Bible passage or something that's really meaningful. And so, again, I almost feel better about the fact that I'm helping get people jobs and get them out there and the smiles that are on people's face when I hear about what they get than about any other part of the job.
And that's really neat, is that's that intention. And so what I'm going to tell you is going into that core is, that you really feel like that you do trust, you know your ability and all the positive attributes that have to do with that. Just bring those in. And here's the big thing that came to me intuitively. I just really wanted to share this with you, is that over the next 18 months, things are going to grow and you are going to be actually bringing in people so you can do what you do best. And that is training people and setting people up. So some of the paperwork or some of the things that you might be handling, you will be able to just have employ other people and have them come in and help with that. And I just felt that I feel like it's one other person you're going to be bringing in to help you. It feels that way because you probably do it all, I bet, because you like it perfect in a certain way.
Well, I can't even tell you how much ingratitude I am for giving you so much time to talk. And again, maybe there's somebody out there that could use some extra money this holiday season or whatever. And anyway, thank you for letting me express that and helping me find hopefully my discernment now. Thank you, Kim. You're such a blessing.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you for calling in. And absolutely, absolutely. We will share that. God bless you. God bless you, Dawn.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to interviews. I am Kimmy Rose. And if you want to go over to the website, kimmyrose.com, you can get more information on the show, get a reading. I am available Tuesdays. I do phone readings the rest of the week. I have in-person readings. And this Wednesday, I will be doing a weight loss and stop smoking seminar. That will be in Detroit. It's going to be on, actually, it's going to be on 111 Mile Road in Farmington, Michigan. So looking forward to seeing everyone there. And right now we have Carolyn from Michigan, Jackson, Michigan on line one. Hi, Carolyn.
Tammy, I am so glad to get online with you tonight. And I love the previous.
Hello. We've got Carolyn on line one. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, hi there. I'm so glad to get online with you tonight.
I am glad. I'm glad we got you. Do you have a question?
I love the previous person that called in because I live in Michigan, and I had a business, and the building sold, and so I had to move my business in 10 days, so I had no time to, and the economy's so bad here. And it's like I found out I have fibromyalgia, and I've learned Reiki, and I'm so confused with everything going on, and I don't have enough confidence in my Reiki yet. And so what is your opinion on what I need to do?
Well, the first thing that came to me was why, and it's a really strong question because I feel like it contains the answer, what is it that you love about Reiki? I mean, why did you get into it? You did it because of fibromyalgia, but I mean, because there's an energy that you bring in when you start practicing it.
I didn't even know I had fibromyalgia. I know I had problems when I started the Reiki. But on the other hand, it's like I don't know how to explain it, that, I just don't have enough confidence, and I know I have the Reiki power, and I had some signs from God, like lightning striking, before my attunement, but I don't feel deserving of it.
So let's put that into your inner core and say, I deserve it. And here's part of it is, and this is my intuition that's saying, that you, because you have this ability of discernment, of knowing that, number one, even though you may have some physical things going on, here's the truth, that you are going to heal through working through others, and you're also going to be heal others, because Reiki is really about bringing that energy from God through you, and it actually, you're channeling it to a person, so it's not like gonna pick up anything within you that has been a sickness and transfer. You're actually clearing yourself by bringing that God's energy through, and it's clear because God's energy has no distortions, right? Or energy
right.
from your spirit, whatever it is that you know is that truth, it's a clear energy. So how amazing
right.
is that?
And I have found I can do Reiki through animals because they don't judge me.
Okay,
and
there's a... Why do people judge you? Do people judge you? Or do you
yes.
feel that they judge you?
Yes.
You feel that they judge you?
Yes.
I don't feel that people judge you. As a matter of fact, my intuition feels the opposite. I feel that I feel that they trust you. And I feel like because of the fibromyalgia, because of that, you're connecting with, well, they're going to think I have this, so how can I help them? And the truth is, you just want to, and that's where your heart is, so you will. That's your intention.
Yeah. And I feel so bad because I had a children's business that I helped so many kids. And, you know, I had to bring it home. I'm on a hiatus here with it. And because the economy won't support another business here in our town. And because it is, I'm sorry.
What business is it? Do you want to share?
It was called Teddy Bear Warehouse. I had stuffed Aww. Animals that kids got to stuff themselves. And I had people come to me. They were in tears, moms and grandpas, mothers, and I had a really good gift with it. And I brought families together, and I was so connected with the last caller. But hers went on to do well in my
So here's, but you're not, but you're like got that thought that, oh, do you see that you're holding that energy though? Of, well, because of, if we get in lack, you know what that's like, then that's what we produce. I have this sense that this shifted so that you could do more of the healing, and to me, making the teddy bears, doing that is a healing. That's a form of giving and receiving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's...
And I healed family, even.
And
I did my healing through them before I did Reiki.
So what you already do is you do that, so nobody would judge you, right? They're not going to
judge
you.
Me. They love me with the animals. But
so
when I say Reiki, I get judged.
So okay, I understand. Okay, so go into your truth, and you know what you do is sharing. And you
right.
know that you say, I trust, and the more you emanate that, the more you will bring that in. We have to wrap up the show, and I'm just going to tell you 100%, I believe that you've already shifted that. You've already made that change, and you will see that people, that's that mirror, are going to respond differently. I feel it.
Thank you.
Okay? God bless you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, hon. And I just want to thank everybody for tuning into interviews. We will talk to you next week. Go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information. Good night.